Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Governor Charlie Baker is tightening some of the guidelines the state has imposed to stem the spread of the coronavirus. That's in response to a steady uptick in people testing positive. The governor's calling for more mask wearing, and he's limiting the hours some businesses can operate. He's also announced new restrictions on how many people can gather at one time, indoors or out. WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us with more. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
Why is the governor imposing more restrictions? Are the precautions that have been in place for so many months now not working?
Well, it's not that they're not working, per se. It's just that after months of social distancing and trying to do the right thing, people are being less careful, and we're starting to get some COVID clusters as a result. The governor said that the simple truth is too many of us have become complacent in our daily lives.
We're doing much better than many other states and many other countries. But here, too, we've let down our guard and we have work to do. And that's driving a significant sustained increase in new COVID cases. And that is driving a significant and sustained increase in hospitalizations. If we do nothing and stay on the track we're on now, we'll create capacity problems for our healthcare system by the end of the calendar year.
So that's the goal here, to keep hospitals from getting overwhelmed like they did back in the spring.
The governor announced one particular measure that affects all of us, or almost all of us in the state, and that is a revised order on wearing masks. What's he saying about that?
Yeah, he's basically changing it so that you need to wear a mask whenever you're out in public. Now, the original order this past spring said face coverings were required if you could not socially distance from others. That left open a lot of room for interpretation. Now the order states everyone over the age of 5 must wear a mask or face covering over their mouth and nose when in a public location, both indoor and outdoor. The governor wants people to take it on themselves to fight the spread.
The most effective weapon against this virus, of course, remains personal responsibility. With these measures, it's our hope that we can encourage everyone to act responsibly and stay away from riskier activities, group social activities, social interactions with people you're just too familiar with.
So, to that end, the governor is reducing the number of people that can gather 10 people or less at a private residence indoors and no more than 25 outdoors.
Now, the state has been opening up businesses since May. Is the governor planning to roll back any of those openings?
Not so much rolling them back, but more trimming around the edges. The Department of Public Health is issuing a stay-at-home advisory from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. And to accommodate that, they're ordering that restaurants and table service at 9:30. Although they can continue to do takeout beyond that. Most other establishments, including casinos, theaters, must also shut down at 9:30.
So restaurants have been feeling quite the pinch from the pandemic, and many have had to close down. What has been the reaction from the restaurant industry to the governor's changes, the ones he announced today?
Yeah, the restaurant industry is in a real bind. They want to support the governor and keep guests and staff safe. But Massachusetts Restaurants United says closing early means a notable loss in business right at a time when restaurants are entering the uncertainty of colder weather and the end of outdoor dining. They're bracing for a real financial hit. The order also affects liquor stores, grocery stores that sell beer and wine, and anyone who sells alcohol. Those businesses must stop selling alcohol at 9:30. The executive director of the Massachusetts Package Store Association, Rob Mellian, says he's in full support of the advisory.
We're all linked to each other, and our behavior across the state is linked to one another, and we all need to work together. That's why we're going to do what we can to assist the governor and to assist this administration and to assist the state in getting compliance with this order.
So to recap, Steve, there will soon be curtailed hours, a stronger order on wearing masks, and a new smaller limit on the number of people who can gather indoors or out. When does all this take effect?
Yeah, the orders take effect Friday morning at 12:01.
WBUR Steve Brown at the State House, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.